This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, March 22nd, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Special program today as we discuss an event that took place over the weekend that most of us here in the West paid little attention to. But in Israel, this was a national event. Last Friday, as I mentioned on yesterday's update, 94-year-old Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky passed away. He was buried on Sunday, and an estimated 800,000 people across Israel and from around the world attended his funeral, but it was even bigger than that. To get a sense of how important this is to the Jewish community in Israel and around the world, we're bringing in a special guest via Skype from Israel, one who was raised in the same community where Rabbi Kanievsky taught and lived, that is B'nai Brak, suburb of Tel Aviv, home to the largest ultra-Orthodox religious community in Israel. Joining us now via Skype, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat. Zev, most of us here in America, especially Christians here in America, we just don't have any kind of an understanding of how significant, how influential Rabbi Kanievsky was for those of us who just know what we read in the papers. Who was Rabbi Kanievsky and how influential was he?
Well, Rabbi Kanievsky was the largest rabbi, the biggest rabbi as far as the ultra-Orthodox cities here in Israel, B'nai Brak and other cities. What made him so popular here in Israel was actually the COVID-19 crisis, where he actually told everybody in B'nai Brak not to take the vaccine, not to shut down your schools, not to put on a mask or do anything that the government says, which caused a riot because later on the government came out and said that because of all the people in B'nai Brak that are sick and because of what he said, they're responsible for it. Then Rabbi Kanievsky later on went on and changed his mind and became politically correct, which made him very, very famous here in Israel because he was all over the headline news, and that's why the secular Jews know who he is. But actually, he was just very famous with the ultra-Orthodox Jews here in Israel.
Now, we've talked with you before about the book that you and Carl Gallops have co-authored, The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and the Identity of Messiah, about Rabbi Kaduri, who passed away some years ago. About 300,000 people attended, according to what I've read, his funeral. Rabbi Kanievsky attracted far more than that, 800,000 people. Apparently came from all over the world. Roads were closed. The police had to call up extra staff in order to manage everything. What was it about his message, beyond the fact that he just lived a full, long life, what was it about his message that made him so important to the ultra-Orthodox community?
His message was always to love all Jewish people. He said, even the ones that don't believe what we believe, love them. Love was his message, and he was very, very loved by the people. And as I said, even with the COVID-19, his reaction to the government and to the people made him very, very famous here in Israel, kind of like God used it in that way here in Israel. And so that's what his message was. He was always accepting people to his home, 94 years old. I remember he lived two blocks away from my grandfather. My grandfather lived in Rabbi Akiva Street. He lived in Ezra Street. That's two blocks away. And I knew that even my grandfather was in contact with him. You could always go to his house, even at 11 o'clock at night, to knock on the door and ask a question. He lets everybody in. And that's why he was so known and so famous. You mentioned Rabbi Yitzhak Kaduri. Kaduri was more the rabbi of the country, the rabbi of the Sfaradim and the Ashkenazim and everybody. He was more of the political rabbi. And that's why he is, you know, different aspect of a rabbi, much more known, much more popular, I would say. But Kanievsky attracted 800,000 people. Well, number one, because all the ultra-Orthodox Jews were there. Number two, people came from all over the world, and there was no limitation. In the Rabbi Kaduri time, there was a limitation. If they would not have limited the funeral in Rabbi Kaduri, there would have been a million there too as well. They just shut the airports down. Now, you're talking to me about 800,000 people, but people didn't go to work. Even people in north of Israel, south of Israel, that were far away from this city, didn't go to work. They didn't go to schools because people stayed home to watch the funeral live on television. There was at least another 5.5 million people watching this live on television.
Wow.
So basically, what we have, 9 million people in Israel, almost everybody stayed home to watch it, and the ones that were not there. And so that you're not getting on the news. So it's a huge impact.
This really emphasizes and gives a new light to some of the stories that I've been following over the last 7 years here at Skywatch TV, because Israel National News and other sources in Israel, Israel 365, would run stories periodically about Rabbi Kanievsky's proclamations encouraging Jews to come home, to not travel or leave Israel. And apparently this began back in 2015, just as Skywatch TV was getting started. At the age of 87, for the first time in his life, reportedly, he began to declare that the Messiah was here, was imminent, his was going to reveal himself shortly, and so Jews should be in Israel right away. Again, what kind of influence did this this sort of messianic proclamations, teachings by Rabbi Kanievsky have on Jews as a whole?
Well, that's true, Derek. He did say that in 2015, 2016, and people were really waiting for the Messiah. But in 2018, he said something stunning. He said, we should not anticipate and look for the Messiah all the time because he's going to come very fast. Now, to me, that sounds like Bible prophecy. That sounds like what the book of Thessalonians says. He comes as a thief in the night. That sounds to me like Song of Solomon chapter 8, where it says they all are experts in war because of the fear of the night. And so he's taking these proclamations from Scripture, and he's had kind of a change of heart. I don't think he was saved. I don't know. Only God seeks the heart. But he was quoting things regarding the Messiah towards 2019, 2020, 2018 that seemed to resemble what you and I read in the Bible.
And that's really big because Jews obviously don't have the Olivet Discourse that Jesus gave. They don't have the Book of Revelation. So for people not familiar with Jewish eschatology, how is their view of what's going to happen different from what we Christians believe?
Well, they have a problem to believe that Yeshua or Jesus is the Messiah. We know that. But they have any problem to believe that Messiah will come as a man. But this rabbi actually said that he will come as a man, and in fact, he will change his identity from generation to generation until he appears to Israel. And so that's a stunning revelation and something contradiction to Judaism, to what even I've learned before I was a believer in Yeshua. And so again, was this guy reading the Bible and seeing something through the Holy Spirit? I believe, yes, I believe God was revealing things to him.
What kind of influence would those teachings have then on his students and those who followed his work?
Well, huge influence is number one because of the time where he passed away, just, you know, after Purim, mm-hmm. and the season of Passover right now that we're just entering right now, Passover and Unleavened Bread, and he just passed away in that period of time. We're going to have the 7 days of Shiva, which is the morning. Then we're going to have the 30 days coming up to the cemetery, which is going to fall within Passover, which is huge. And so all these declarations that he had, we're going to use them to preach the gospel. I'm sure many people will have questions. Why did he say that Messiah will appear he didn't use the word in the flesh, but through a person that's in the flesh, mm-hmm. something that is impossible in Judaism to accept.
Well, wow. So moving closer to an understanding of the revelation of Jesus Christ that we Christians have.
Absolutely. And then it brings me back to why he had 800,000 people there. It's not just because of who he was or because of the time. I think it's because of the mystery of the end times. I think people are hungry for truth. They're searching wrong ways. And so because of that hunger, we're seeing more and more people looking for these rabbis and looking for truth, which just gives us an opportunity to share Yeshua. And so I believe that if there would have had room, they would have had 1 million or 1,200,000 people there because they couldn't even get the body from his house to the cemetery. They had 55 or 100 police surrounding the car, and it took them a long time to get to the cemetery because of the crowd of the people. I've never seen anything like it. And so, and even people were, they tried to close down the cemetery. They said, okay, we're not going to let these people inside the funeral. But then we saw people breaking into the funeral, and the police couldn't even stop that.
Wow. How did his message then, and the way his message changed about Messiah's imminent arrival, how does that affect your ability to witness to members of the ultra-Orthodox community?
Well, you can suddenly open Isaiah 7:14. You can suddenly open other scriptures and say, wait a minute, one of your famous rabbis who just passed away said the same thing in a different format. Let's have a look at this. You bring them back to Rabbi Kaduri, who proclaimed that Yeshua is the Messiah. But so here we have another rabbi teaching something that he taught over the years not to teach, You can look up all his teachings and look in Ponovitch Yeshiva and Ezra Yeshiva. He taught that Messiah cannot come in the flesh, but yet now, during his last years on earth, he proclaimed that Messiah would come through a man.
Wow.
And that's huge. That's something you're not going to read in the Israeli news because I don't want you to read it. But if you dig and find the research, you'll find that that's what he said.
Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat online, zevporatministries.com. Zev, we appreciate your friendship. We pray for you and your ministry, and we look forward to seeing you again in the Holy Land next March.
Always a blessing. Thank you, Derek, for having me. And pray for the people of Ukraine, also the people here in Israel that have families in Ukraine or the ones that were able to make it here. They're suffering greatly, and the stories are horrific.
Amen to that. Rabbi Zev Porat, co-author with Pastor Carl Gallups of The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and the Identity of Messiah. You'll find him online at zevporatministries.com. Coming up, news about Skywatch TV's new conference and how you can join us in visiting the oldest religious site on earth. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
The world is plunging towards chaos as the return of our Savior draws nigh. Skywatch TV is proud to present the coming Rapture exclusive offer. When you order Terry James and Pete Garcia's new book, The Disappearing, Future Events That Will Rock the World, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive Jonathan Brentner's hope-filled book, The Triumph of the Redeemed, which will invigorate you with a sense of peace and victory amid the chaos that surrounds us. And you'll receive the never-before-released DVD, The Coming Judgment, where Terry James, Pete Garcia, and Jonathan Brentner team up to disclose what the Bible actually has to say about the judgments of Revelations and the imminency of the rapture. While hundreds of biblical experts point out the ever-increasing ways that individual freedoms are becoming perpetually threatened, global elites aggressively strive towards a one-world government and universal financial currency, and all accounts appear to be setting the end-time stage for fulfillment of God's prophetic word. The Disappearing, Future Events That Will Rock the World, chronicles what events are set in motion now that are driving the prophetic final act of human history, and will bring to you God's prophetic timeline in detail from this present moment. Vivid depictions of unfolding events immediately following the rapture and beyond, through planet Earth's judgment and ultimate restoration. A dramatic, eye-opening presentation of the rapture itself and what happens to children in the mysterious disappearance. Also, the new book, The Triumph of the Redeemed, is a must-have manual of hope and strength in the end times. Join Jonathan Brentner as he helps you to grasp the eternal perspective during life's painful circumstances. In this vital resource, you will develop a firm foundation regarding the return of Jesus and in other areas, such as our reception of immortal and imperishable bodies, our participation in a jubilant celebration followed by a wedding feast, our return to earth and thousand-year reign with Jesus, and our life in paradise, dwelling in the New Jerusalem and exploring the new earth. But that's not all. This incredible offer also includes the never-before-released DVD, The Coming Judgments, where Terry James and Pete Garcia delve into great detail on the seal, trumpet, and bowl judgments listed in the book of Revelation. This exclusive DVD also features Jonathan Brentner's presentation entitled Hope in the Rapture. You'll be shocked when you find out why the Thessalonians were grief-stricken regarding the rapture upon receiving the Apostle Paul's first letter, and how you can be free from this very same trap, all included in the brand new DVD, The Coming Judgments. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $65. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So while the world continues to storm, grab hold of the eternal perspective and be ready for the return of the King. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Coming Rapture exclusive offer, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
More than two dozen presentations from cutting-edge speakers from around the world. That's Skywatch TV's next Defender Conference, The Unveiling. It launches on the web Friday, May 13th, 12:01 a.m., May 13th, here in the Central Time Zone in the U.S. That's UTC-5 if you're elsewhere around the world. And for 90 days, you set the schedule for the conference. You watch what you want to watch, when you want to watch it, and you'll hear from the likes of Dr. Tom Horn, Ryan Peterson, Messianic Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Pastor Carl Gallups, Joel Richardson, many, many others. A complete list of the speakers is posted online, along with a place to register for the conference at defenderconference.com. Again, the website defenderconference.com, or scan the QR code on your screen. And if you register through April 15th, it's a $10 discount, the early bird discount. Normally, the price $95, just $85 through April 15th. Again, online, defenderconference.com. During the month of March, our gift to you for your gift to us, your support, the latest book by Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. He's a very astute military advisor, but also a geopolitical and theopolitical analyst, the principalities and powers behind the scenes who control the shadows that we see in the news headlines each day. Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism. That's his latest book. We'll send that to you for your gift of any amount during the month of March if you're in the U.S. or Canada. Find out more online or donate at skywatchtv.com/donate. Visit our store, skywatchtvstore.com, or call 844-750-4985. Skywatch TV, The Bible's Greatest Mysteries, traveling to Turkey in October, October 18th through November 3rd. We're taking a tour, Sharon and I, along with best-selling author Doug Hershey, the founder of Ezra Adventures, and we will travel across Turkey visiting the seven churches of Revelation, or the sites of those churches, the churches themselves, not in existence anymore, but we'll visit Ephesus and Pergamum and Laodicea. We'll visit a site very close to Pergamum called the Plutonion, that was in honor of the Roman god of the dead, Pluto, equivalent of Hades, the Plutonion, i.e. the gates of hell. Yes, we will visit the gates of hell on this tour. We'll see Abraham's hometown of Haran, and we'll visit Göbekli Tepe, which archaeologists argue is the oldest religious site on planet Earth. The civilization that built it did not build it as an agricultural center, a farming community, and then put a temple in it. No, this was built from the ground up as a religious, a cult center. Why is it there? What was the influence of the pre-flood watchers, the sons of God, on the people who built it? We'll talk about that during the tour. Many other sites. You get a look at the complete itinerary. This is a mind-blowing tour. And reserve your place. We're going to keep this small so that we spend a lot of time with one another, two dozen or less. You can find out more online, skywatchinturkey.com, skywatchinturkey.com, or scan the QR code on your screen. This fall, we'll be in Israel. Next spring will be in Israel. That's March 19th through March 30th of 2023. Sharon and I, along with Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat and our colleagues from Skywatch TV, Ali Henson and Donna Howell, as we take you on a tour of Israel that is like no other. We'll visit the site of Joshua's Altar. And by the way, some important and exciting news about Joshua's Altar coming later this week. We'll tell you about that as we get closer to the event. We'll also visit Gilgal Rephaim and the newly recognized Serpent Mound of Bashan, as well as worship on the Sea of Galilee. We'll see Capernaum. We'll see Nazareth. We'll be in Jerusalem. God willing, we'll ascend to the Temple Mount, which we did last time we were there. That is where this whole supernatural conflict ends. Ground zero in the supernatural war right there in Jerusalem. We'll visit the Dead Sea, and we'll see much more. The optional three-day extension takes us over to Jordan to visit Petra. We'll explain the historic and prophetic significance of Petra and the view from Mount Nebo, what Moses saw. His only look at the Promised Land. We'll explain why that's prophetically significant as well. Find out more online, skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com, or scan the QR code on your screen. This week on Skywatch TV, the conversation is about end times prophecy with experts Terry James, Pete Garcia and Jonathan Brentner. They join Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team. Our broadcast schedule for all of our programming is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can throw out the schedule, set your own schedule by adding the Skywatch TV app to Roku, Apple TV, or your smartphone or tablet. We have a mobile device, or mobile app, rather, for your mobile device. It is free and available for iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. Download the app, install it, and you get all of our video content, plus important news and a calendar for our upcoming events, all of that and more at no charge to you, and produced by a Christian company, so they're not going to cancel us either, which is a blessing. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.